Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Bill Snyder, meteorologist from WGN TV, is back with us because NOAA hadn't released their report when we talked on Tuesday, and now people are thinking because it's going to be a La Nina,
right,
we're going to have a very snowy winter. Is that true?
You know, Lisa, not necessarily. I have to caution that. So, interestingly, yes, you are absolutely correct. We are switching from El Nino to La Nina, and a La Nina refers to the periodic cooling of ocean surface temperatures in the central and east central equatorial Pacific. And typically a La Nina occurs every 3 to 5 years, but we can have on occasion them occur in back-to-back winters, which we had successively a few years ago. So it's interesting that that happens. But I have to say that La Nina is, during the La Nina episodes in winter months, what happens is it features a wavy-like jet stream flow across the United States and Canada, and that can cause colder and stormier than average conditions to occur across the north and warmer, less stormier conditions across the south. So what that means for Chicago is that, you know, we're in this dry period right now. You know, as a matter of fact, they just came out with the new drought monitor, and parts of our area have been upgraded from moderate drought to severe drought. And that's fairly typical during, you know, as you progress into a La Nina winter, to have a dry autumn, which is what we're in the midst of right now. But the pattern is likely to reverse itself. And ultimately, whether we get a lot of snow or, you know, a little bit of snow or somewhere in between is going to be dictated on the storm track, Lisa. So again, you know, we typically see these stormy periods where you get these storms to move in off the coast, you know, the Pacific coast and ride into the Pacific Northwest. And, you know, we've heard the term atmospheric river pattern. And typically when those storms move in, you know, off the coast into the Pacific Northwest, they then migrate through the Rockies and then into the Plain States. So ultimately for Chicago, just exactly where that rain snow line sets up and where these storms may ultimately track will dictate whether we get rain, whether we get snow, or whether we get a little bit of both. So the trend right now is for equal chances for above or below normal temperatures. Our studies have found back here during even La Nina winters, El Nino is more conclusive typically for regarding a warmer winter, but in a La Nina it's not quite as it tends to be more volatile. You know, you get these period episodes where we're in mild Pacific air, like what dominated much of last winter. But then what happens is you get these storm systems that pull through and you know, that bring either rain or snow or a combination of the two. And then the jet stream tends to buckle behind those systems, and that brings in lobes of cold air out of Canada. So when you average it all together, I still think, Lisa, that we're probably leaning towards, even though the Weather Service, again, is going with equal chances, I still think that I would lean towards a slightly warmer than normal winter when you put it all together, when you average it all out, when you take out the high end of situations when we were warm, and then you also get on the low end when we get these bursts of Arctic air to move in. So it's going to be interesting to see. You know, typically in an average winter in Chicago, we see 38.4 inches. That's our normal for the entire winter season. Last winter, we had 22.2. So, you know, anything that we see above 30 inches might seem like a snowy winter around here, because we really haven't had much the last couple of years.
Yeah, and that 22 last year, it seemed like it would just be an inch or two.
Right.
You know, and
yeah,
it was never any huge accumulation where we could just have some fun.
Right. No, you're absolutely correct. We did not have, you know, the blockbuster storm that we're so accustomed to, at least, you know, getting once or twice a winter around here. And I mean, I would consider a significant snow of 6 inches or greater, and we did not have that. You know, we had, like you said, we had a couple episodes in January where we had 3 or 4 inches. But what's interesting is we kind of warmed up right afterwards, Lisa. So as you said, for folks that like to enjoy winter weather and winter sports and sledding and skiing and so forth, the snow didn't stick around very long because we just didn't have any real true Arctic air behind it. So I think that that'll be different this year. I'm not saying this is going to be the worst winter we've ever lived through by any means, but certainly I think it'll be interesting. And the key word that I use for this winter is volatility. Mm. I think we'll see we'll see ebb and flow with conditions here where we'll, as I said, we'll have periods where it'll be fairly nice and calm and tranquil, and we'll have other periods where, you know, where we're dealing with these storm systems. And in many cases, we can have the rain snow line bisect the area. Boy, that's a forecast nightmare when we're trying to forecast how much snow is going to fall in Waukegan, where Kankakee might be getting rain, you know. So that will be some of the forecast challenges that we deal with here as we move into winter. But it's certainly going to be interesting. And La Nina's, I think, it'll keep us on our toes a little bit for sure.
Yeah. And if you're stuck in the middle of that, then you get ice, and none of us want that.
No, you're absolutely right. And that's certainly a possibility as one of the precipitation forms here with this winter. It's just going to largely depend on how much cold air these weather systems have to work with. And, you know, we've had La Niñas where it's been mild, you know, straight through too. But not every one is unlike the other, Lisa. It mm-hmm. responds differently. So even though we do like to look at past records to see what may happen or what the future may hold, and I think that El Nino has a more solid forecast foundation of how things may play out. But this winter, I think, is going to provide some very interesting twists and turns for sure.
Okay, well, I'm sticking with you. I appreciate what NOAA does, obviously, a very
as do I. Yeah, they do a fantastic job.
You're a Chicago guy, and
right.
You've been watching weather here forever, so thank you for that update.
Absolutely, Lisa. Always a pleasure to talk to you.